How does one reconcile the past when that past is crammed with the worst kind of memories? One way would be to write a memoir. Another would be to make a film. Both approaches apply to The Railway Man, a newly released film that is a screen adaptation of a book by Eric Lomax. The Railway Man is the fact-based account of Lomax, who is played by Colin Firth, a self-effacing, trivia-obsessed railway enthusiast and World War II veteran. At the outset, Lomax meets a stranger on a train. This woman is named Patty Wallace and is played by Nicole Kidman. The two casually converse, and quickly they fall in love and marry. However, what Patty does not know is that her new husband is haunted by his experiences during the war, and in particular, his plight while incarcerated in a Japanese prisoner of war camp. While a POW, Lomax was guilty of nothing more than attempting to build a radio to get news of the outside world. That is his crime. And he suffers greatly for it, as he is mercilessly tortured by his captors. Patty must figure all this out and deal with Eric's psychosis. This is accentuated when she is told, in so many words, "War leaves a mark, Mrs. Lomax." The Railway Man starts off as an idyllic romance, but quickly becomes a portrait of a deeply disturbed man who is wrapped up in his memories and what he must do to cope with those memories. Simply put, the question he must answer is, how do you make peace with your past? Without giving away the details of how Eric takes action, the film puts forth the point that, in order to go on living, in order to maintain your sanity, you have to forgive. There is no other choice here. This may not be easy, but if you do not wish to spend your remaining years wallowing in misery, this is what you must do. One recent film that also deals with the importance of reconciling the past is Philomena. Another is not as well known, but it also is an Oscar nominee. Its title is The Missing Picture, and it is a potent, imaginatively made inquiry into the plights and fates of Cambodians back in the 1970s, upon the rise to power of Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge, who were tyrants of Hitler-like proportions. The Missing Picture is narrated by its director, Rithi Pan, who combines clay figurines with archival footage to recreate his past and a moment in time when his idyllic childhood was forever interrupted upon the coming to power of Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge. Under Pol Pot, Pan, his family, and countless other Cambodians became enemies of the state. Millions of Cambodian civilians perished, and The Missing Picture is especially moving when Pan describes the death of his father. Given the specifics of the plights of Rithi Pan, Philomena, and Eric Lomax, The Missing Picture, Philomena, and The Railway Man are very different films. But overall, they are intensely personal explorations of how one goes about reconciling the most sorrowful, heart-rending life experiences.